Channel 10. Thank you so much for watching. Here I am with Julie and Ambrish from MSN Client. Thanks for coming over.
Thanks for having us.
Good
and
to be here.
Just when Facebook couldn't get any more addictive, you bring us, is it Zine or Zine or?
Zine.
Okay, Zine.
As in magazine.
As in magazine, something now you won't forget. And what is this nice little Facebook app?
So what we've done is we've brought the content from MSN into Facebook, and we've also integrated search so that you can dig deeper into stories. And so within Facebook, you can get all the types of stories you're interested in and dig deeper into those stories.
Well, I'm a news junkie, so take us through a little bit of how it looks and actually how to get the app.
Yeah, so we have a variety of different content. So within the tabs, we have subcategories. So within media, we have like TV and movies, music, and more movies here. And so you can scroll through and see the different content. And
so actually don't even have to leave this page.
That's right.
Oh, that's cool.
That's right. And then if there is something you're really interested in, you can even expand that and see all the different videos in this case here and get all your content quick and easy.
Oh. And you never lose what here is your profile, your friends, and your inbox,
so
your main Facebook.
That's right. And so under news, again, lots of different content. We have top news, videos, U.S., world news, business. And then under fun, again, we have, you know, videos, entertainment, celebrities,
and that could be any kinds of videos, not just news videos, right? But spoofs or if people want to laugh and that kind of stuff.
Some are pretty funny. Yeah, that's right. And then under lifestyle, we have some different categories of food and beauty and family.
I see all the summer diet stuff now. Now summer's coming around, and we got sports.
That's right. Those sports junkies out there. And so, and also money. So all your money business here, news and investing.
Great.
And what we have here is when you see an article that you're really interested in, oh, here's Heather Locklear going under treatment again, I can say, hey, so I can send this article to my buddy and put a message and go ahead and send it to them.
And that'll just appear as an inbox message?
That's right.
Okay, great.
And then others can see what I'm sharing. And so they know what I'm interested in. And also, you know, you can, like under celebrities here, we have integrated search, so I want to know more about Anne Hathaway. I think she was great in Get Smart.
So you don't have to download a separate app for search. Search is included.
That's right.
And
with search, what we've done is we have a block of images. We have content from MSN. We have videos. We have news and content from the web. So it isn't just MSN content. We've actually gone out of that box and provided you other content as well. And then now I can go right back to where I was at. And so it's just it's a great way to share, a great way to get a lot of content quickly and fast and be able to search. Now, if I was just interested in, you know, maybe I wanted to get some more information about the Get Smart movie, right here I can do a search and I can see images. Content
and it automatically brings up images and text?
That's right.
Okay.
And news.
Videos.
And webs. And so then, you know, if I wanted to get more information, of course, I can always click on that article and get that content.
It looks incredibly user-friendly. Okay, cool, Julie. Now, Ambrish, but you want to show us a couple things as well, right?
Yeah, so the thing is, you know, Zine also lets you customize the kind of topics you want to see. So, for example, if you go into the customize section, you know, you can choose what content you want to see. So, for example, if you want to see only media, you can uncheck the news, fun, lifestyle, and the other topics.
So, if I only want to see videos, I go into customize, and then I can choose it. And then in the MSN area of Facebook is only videos.
Exactly. So, for example, here, if you just want to see music, news, and top box office, mm-hmm. So if you hit save.
Wow, you guys have really made it customizable. Okay.
And now, so what will happen now is that once you go onto the main application, now here you only see music, news, and top box office. So essentially, you know, you can filter the kind of topics you want to see in Zine. And in addition, you can also create what we call custom topics. Now, custom topics are typically stories or in articles or any interesting areas of discussion you want to find.
So you go for it. I was going to say politics or something.
Yeah. So for example, if you want to just
oil prices.
Okay. Yeah. And for example, you can even enter some celebrity or a movie. For example, Wall-E. Yes.
Okay. Let's do Wall-E. I like that. I don't know what Wall-E is, but I feel like I've heard of that. Is that a movie?
Yeah.
Wall-E?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right.
So now you can see that, you know, we just went and did a search using Live Search, and we got a list of articles, you know, and we just presenting these articles in pods here in Zine. And so and the key thing here is that these topics stay. So, you know, we have a backend in which we store all your settings. So the next time you log on to Zine, you still have all your custom topics.
That's great. So I don't have to go back and redo it. Now, where can people actually download this app?
So this app is available on Facebook, right? So if you go to applications on Facebook, and if you just click on Browse More Applications, and if you just search for Zine.
Zine. That's Zine, not Zine.
Yeah, that's Zine.
For those
Zine.
Of you that thought it was Zine.
So you can see it in Facebook's application directory.
Perfect. That sounds great. Thank you guys so much. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good luck with it. And now you have no excuse to not be in the know. Go get Zine. Not Zine. That's not a good product.